We got the call came out initially at about 4:17 in the morning for a shooting. This was at the Walmart in the 3500 block of Russet Green East in Laurel in Anne Arundel County. Once officers and fire personnel arrived on scene, they located the victim apparently in the parking lot area, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound to the upper body. He was transported to an area hospital with what was deemed to be non-life-threatening injuries. What we know, and it's still fluid at this point, preliminarily it appears that the victim was a store employee who was shot outside of the Walmart. Basically, the incident began actually inside of the Walmart early morning when this suspect entered the store, approached this employee, accosted him, if you will, and at that point he was demanding money from the business. So we're treating this as a commercial armed robbery. The victim complied with the suspect. It appears the suspect wound up getting money from the business, an undisclosed amount, and then at some point they wound up back into the parking lot. We're still investigating that portion, looking at the possibility maybe the suspect forced him back out to the parking lot area. At least preliminarily, there's no indication of any struggle of any sort. But at that juncture, at some point, it appears that's when the victim was shot. The suspect then fled the area. Now, another component of the investigation, which is still active, is that there was a vehicle found in the general area, as it was relayed to me. I don't have specifics we're going to put out at this point for investigative reasons beyond that, but I can tell you it was found in the general vicinity, a vehicle that was fully engulfed in flames. Detectives are looking at the possibility that may have been the suspect vehicle. So as it stands, we do not have that suspect in custody at this time. It's an active investigation, and we're seeking the public's assistance as detectives continue to collect any potential evidence, interview any potential witnesses, and certainly utilize any surveillance footage if that becomes available.
Any description of the suspect at this point? Are you still gathering that?
Vague. It's my understanding that he was wearing dark clothing, possibly had a portion of his face covered with a mask or scarf of some sort, maybe even had some gloves on, looking at the possibility he may have been a white male. Obviously, we're asking any potential witnesses to come forward to help our robbery detectives with this investigation.
Assume that you'll be able to pull some surveillance video.
If there is surveillance footage and it's usable footage, that's something that detectives would certainly want to utilize for this investigation, and we would certainly make a concerted effort, again, if it is available and if it is usable, to get that out to the public to assist us in this case.
There are other employees or customers around in the store in the parking lot at the time, do you know?
It's my understanding there were potential witnesses. It was relayed to me that this was a Walmart that was open 24 hours. Again, this actually happened at 4:17 in the morning. Certainly detectives would be interviewing witnesses to help them with this case as well.